everybody, and welcome back to the Creative Kindergarten Podcast. My name is Amanda, and I'm an early childhood educator in Ontario, Canada. And this podcast is a place where I talk about all things kindergarten. I pick a topic for the week, and I share my thoughts, my ideas, my learning around that topic. Before I get started on this week's podcast episode, I did not have a podcast episode last week. My husband tested positive for COVID, Thursday before. And so he's the editor for this podcast. So between him testing positive and then I think I was definitely already like coming down with it and I was feeling exhausted. So between feeling exhausted from getting COVID and from also about to get COVID, there was just no podcast episode last week. I also tested positive for COVID almost a week after my husband did. And so I am already feeling so much better. I didn't really have that many symptoms, to be quite fair. My husband had it way worse than I had it, but I still have some leftover like nose stuffiness that just is hanging on there. So hopefully my voice isn't too bad for this podcast episode. Hopefully it isn't sounding too nasally and annoying during this podcast. I hope that, you know, the sound quality is okay. It is also super windy outside, and so there's lots of things like banging around in the wind, and I hope my microphone doesn't pick that up too much, but if you hear some very windy noises in the background, that's definitely the weather that's happening out there. And also my dog is just sleeping on the couch next to me and just keeps sighing every once in a while, so if you hear that as well. So just lots of different noises happening in this podcast episode. I still wanted to film this week even though I am feeling a little bit nasally, because I have a topic I want to talk about that I'm pretty passionate about, and so I didn't want to skip this week's episode. So I'm just going to jump right in to this week's episode of the podcast, where I'm going to be talking about Earth Day. Earth Day this year is taking place on April 22nd on Friday. So if you're listening to the podcast episode when it comes out, it's like this Friday coming up. And I have already recorded a podcast episode about Earth Day. I think it was last year. It's probably sharing a lot of the same ideas and thoughts last year as I am this year. But if you want to go back and listen to that one as well, I will put it in the show notes for you. I might have a blog post about Earth Day as well. If I do have one, I will link that in the show notes for you as well. I'll put any resources that I have down there for you. And before I begin really diving into Earth Day and my thoughts around it and what we're going to be doing for Earth Day in my classroom, I wanted to just kind of put a disclaimer out there that I am in no way like attacking or shaming any educators with my thoughts around Earth Day. We all do things as educators that we think back on later on in life and we're like, oh, I maybe shouldn't have done it this way, or, you know, my ideas and my thoughts around this have definitely changed. And I am definitely like that. I probably, you know, celebrated Earth Day in a way that I wouldn't recommend before in the past. And I probably, if I was to think back on how I celebrated Earth Day in previous years, before I was, you know, before I reflected on my practice, I probably did things that, you know, are not in the best interest of, you know, the earth itself, or in, or aligned to my beliefs, as they are currently, standing. But, so I just want to throw that out there, that this podcast is a place for reflective practice as educators and to grow in our practice and grow in how we teach our students and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that I put that out there before I start talking about Earth Day, because I have seen some things I see things every year around Earth Day on social media that I just cannot get behind and I cannot agree with. There's a lot of times when I see things that I don't agree with on social media where I'm like, meh, you know, educators do what they have to do. You know, you teach the best way you can with the students that you have. You do what you got to do. And I don't really judge. For some reason, Earth Day just gets to me every year. And I just see all of these activities where I just think, like, how is this teaching students about Earth Day and about the, you know, the why behind Earth Day? How is this teaching them effectively? I see a lot of color printed activities that are laminated that, like, you know, students do. And then I see craftivities where students color in an earth and then cut it out and then put a piece of writing to it and then use colored construction paper or whatever. And then make this like craft activity thing with all of this, these supplies. And I just think like, what is the intent of these activities and what is the impact that these activities are having? And, you know, are those matching up? So as an educator, I, you know, some of my intent with how I'm teaching my students and what I'm teaching my students might not always match the impact that I have. And I'm constantly reflecting on that as an educator. And when I see, you know, there's one that gets to me, it's like an aerosol bottle of shaving cream that is splattered all over an aluminum tray. And then I think paint or something is added to like the shaving cream, and then you put a piece of paper over it and it has like a marble painting effect on the piece of paper, and then they cut out an earth out of it. And all I can think of is like how much waste we are creating to make this one painting craft activity thing that may or may not be displayed for a couple of weeks on a fridge and then thrown away. And I know that a lot of the times throughout the year, we do a lot of these things. Like, we do want to provide our students with a lot of different experiences in the classroom. We want to provide them with different materials so that they can explore and see what interests them and how they can use materials and create with materials. I totally get that. And yes, that is like, there are lots of opportunities. I just don't think that doing activities that create a ton of waste is appropriate for Earth Day. Like, I just don't think that that's the impact we want to have on our students. Like, hey, let's learn about Earth Day by like creating a bunch of things that need to be thrown away. That is just not where I see my practice focusing, I guess, and not where I see what we should be leaning towards when we're teaching about Earth Day. For me, it's more about teaching my students about reducing, reusing, and recycling with a strong emphasis on the reducing part. Like, it's great if we can reuse something. It's great if we can recycle something. It's even better if we don't have to create the waste in the first place. So if we can reduce our consumption and, you know, find ways to like reuse things in the classroom, and then as a last resort, of course, recycle. But that should, again, just be our last resort. It shouldn't be the go-to, like, oh, I can use this because we can just recycle it. Instead, I want it to be like, oh, do we even need this in the first place? And then if we do need it, can we reuse it? And then, again, as a last resort, if we can't reuse it, then we should be able to recycle it or find a way to recycle it. I think that that is, like, insanely important to be teaching students. We live in a society of overconsumption. And as a person, of course, I am fully guilty of doing this as well. And we just live in a society of overconsumption. And so really instilling the beliefs around reducing at an early age for our students and really thinking about, do I need this thing? Do I need to buy this? Do I need to get this? Or is it a real want? Or is it a want, or is it a real need for me as a person? So that's the basis where I start all learning around Earth Day, is really focusing on that reduce part of the reduce, reuse, recycle. And again, thinking about the activities that we do around Earth Day in the classroom, am I reducing when I'm doing a craftivity, or I'm doing an art project, or I'm creating more waste around, you know, making activities for Earth Day? So anyways, that is my thoughts around like the social media view of Earth Day and the things that I'm seeing educators already posting about and, you know, promoting to their audience. And I just, it's not something that I can get behind and not something that I really see as valuable to our students. So I just want to throw that out there that, you know, when you're thinking about Earth Day activities, when you're planning around Earth Day, really step back and think about it. Think about the intent of these activities and the impact of these activities, and do they align? So that was my little spiel about Earth Day. And again, if this is something you have done in the past or something that maybe you're doing again this year, this is not a shaming podcast in any way whatsoever. This is really just like, how can we as educators really think about our professional practice and how we can, you know, be better and for our students. So yeah, that is where I wanted to like start this podcast, really reflecting on our practices. And then I'll talk a little bit now, I guess, about what our plans are for this week for Earth Day and how we plan on celebrating it with our students. So the first thing is we do definitely want to teach about Earth Day. So I'm going to be using like a Google Slides presentation that I put together last year, I think, for my students. I'll link that in the show notes if that's something that you want to use as well. But it basically talks about Earth Day and the reasoning behind it and what we can do as people to, you know, observe Earth Day together. So we will be explicitly teaching about Earth Day. We have a few books that we're going to be reading about Earth Day and really talking to our students again about that reduce, reuse, recycle part of taking care of our natural environment. But then I think the most important part is going to be the part where we actually go outside and continue to build that sense of place with our students, with the natural environment. I've talked about it on a previous podcast episode about the Indigenous lens, embedding an Indigenous lens into our programming, and how that was like a lot of learning for me as an educator for a few years now, and how we can really embed that Indigenous lens. And a lot of it is based around building a sense of reciprocity with the natural world and building a sense of place with our students for the natural world within their community. So for us, we have been building that sense of place by going outside and being, you know, in the natural environment, on the land of our school community. I might have talked about this before, but we have like a little place behind our school that's the kids call the forest. It's about 20 trees and you can see outside of it at all times. So it's nowhere near a forest, but our students love this place. If we say we're going for a walk outside, like they're like, are we going to the forest? Can we go to the forest? Or sometimes they're like, can we just go to the forest? Like they love going out there and walking through this forest. I call it a forest because they call it a forest. It's really just a bunch of trees that they just have not gotten around to cutting down yet. I'm sure it'll be cut down and made into houses at some point, which is really sad. But so this like little forested area, they love it. They have built a sense of place around this area. They know this area. They talk about a cave that's there. Really, it's a tree that fell over and like it looks like the trunk has hollowed out a little bit, so it looks like a cave. They talk about this cave all the time. Every time we talk about we're gonna go there, they're like, oh, I wonder if the cave is still there. Are we gonna be able to see the cave? They know the paths through it. They love going in there, and they have built a real strong relationship with this space. And that right there, that's what we want as educators. That is how we build an Indigenous lens into our programming, is by talking and to the students about the land that we live on and bringing them to these spaces and building that sense of place. If you teach in Ontario, the Ontario Kindergarten Program, our curriculum document talks about building this sense of place. It also speaks to the nature deficit that students have. We know that students don't get outside enough. We know that a lot of our students do not get a chance to walk in any kind of forested areas. And so building these into our classroom day is so incredibly important. And so building that love of the natural world and talking about what that those natural spaces give to us and how we can be thankful for it. So, you know, the trees and the plants, they give us oxygen so we can breathe. The soil gives us the food that we eat. The animals all have a place within this natural world, and all have a purpose within this natural world, and they're all here for a reason. and talking about all these aspects of our natural world and how we can have a reciprocal relationship. How can we give back to the natural environment around us within our community? And so last time we went to this forested area a couple weeks ago, when we walked in there, we noticed right away just how much litter was left behind in this space. It's been really, really, really windy here for the past few weeks, like insanely windy. So I think just because of how this forested area is like placed, I think all of the wind has brought like just a bunch of litter from like the whole community into this space. And the kids were truly upset about the amount of garbage that were in this space. And we talked about like, well, if this place gives us so much joy and it like we love being here so much, how can we give back to this space? And one of the ways that we can give back is to make sure that we clean it up. So we have an eco team at our school, and I know that every year they plan a community cleanup. So I talked to the teacher that is in charge of that, and I asked him about like community cleanup when it was happening, and he said he was organizing it a couple weeks ago. And I just got the email this weekend that the community cleanup is happening, and we're going to sign up so that students can go and start cleaning out the just garbage that is all over the place. We, of course, as educators, are going to make sure that the students are being safe while this is happening. We have a bunch of like gloves and things that they're going to be using. But this is how we teach students to show reciprocity and to show that they care for the natural environment and that they can take care of the natural world around them. And it starts when they're in kindergarten. So we are definitely going to be doing that. Right before this, I was looking at the weather app on my phone. It has been like some crazy weather, like just the wind and rain that has been happening on a daily basis here. It's really difficult to get out into that space. A few weeks ago when we did go, when we noticed the amount of garbage that was there, it was so windy that like we were yelling for the students to be able to hear us over the sound of the wind. That's how loud the wind was and how crazy it was. And so we're hoping that wind calms down a little bit this week so that we can go back out there and enjoy our time. We want to be able to observe the changes that are happening in the spring as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get out there maybe a couple of times this week to, clean up the space and observe some changes that we're seeing around spring and seeing if we can see any animals. There's lots of chipmunks and squirrels and things in there that the students love to see as well. So I challenge you as an educator, like this week, instead of, you know, the learning about Earth Day being solely in the classroom, how can you bring that outside? How can you start or continue to create that sense of place with your students? How can you, you know, show your students how they can be in a reciprocal, I keep forgetting how to say that word, reciprocal relationship with the natural world? If you are able to go on community walks, that's fantastic. I know the rules around these kinds of things are different everywhere, but so you have to decide as an educator, and you have to use your judgment as an educator, like what's going to be like the best way that you can do this. But is it a community walk? Is it finding a space within your community? Maybe it's just a garden that is on the school grounds. Maybe it's a patch of grass, if that's all you have. If you only have concrete, how can you build that sense of space, even if it's just a patch of concrete? What can you see growing within the cracks? What can you see happening in the sky? What can you hear around you? I know the birds have been chirping like crazy here in the mornings. All of those things, what can you do with your students in the spaces that you have to try to start building that relationship with the natural world? So that's what I challenge you as an educator to do this week, especially for Earth Day. Bring it outside of the classroom, bring it out of those activities, those centers that center around like literacy or math skills, and instead like center it around learning about the natural world that is currently surrounding your students. It doesn't have to be big picture stuff. It for our students at their young age, it can be really just about the spaces that are right in their community, right within their school grounds. Those are what's important to them at this moment. And so, yeah, we really want to start at that small level with our young students. But I will link a copy of our, I will link to the Earth Day presentation that I'm going to use with my students and any other resources that I found. If you're wanting to learn more about embedding an Indigenous lens and the reciprocal relationship that we can build with the natural environment with your students, there is a book called Natural Curiosity 2 that is fantastic for this. They also host a bunch of workshops. I'll link that all in the show notes. That's a really great place to start. I've talked about it before in the past, but that's really pushed my reflection and my thinking forward around how to build that sense of place with my students and how to embed that Indigenous lens in my teaching. So I will make sure I link that for you. But yeah, I just really want you to think about the intent versus the impact of what you are doing in your classroom and how you can build that learning about the natural world with your students. So yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. Hopefully it wasn't too negative. I hope I wasn't too negative in this week's episode, but I wanted to make sure that I put my thoughts and my feelings out there and really get educators thinking about, you know, what they see on social media and really thinking about, like, is this for me? Is this the impact what I want to have on my students? So putting that out there, I want to thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already, make sure you follow me over on Instagram. I share all of my ideas and my thoughts around teaching and learning over on there. I share in my stories what I'm doing on the daily with students. So make sure you head over to the Instagram. Make sure you head over to Instagram to follow me. And yeah, I will talk to you all next time. I usually put out a new podcast episode every Tuesday, unless, of course, a sudden illness hits the whole household and we're not able to function normally. But yeah, usually I put out new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday. Make sure you're following the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on so that you stay updated whenever I put out new podcast episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next time. Bye.